Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of November 2016, and this is the 482nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I was going to podcast this as I walked into town along a new route, but it is raining so hard, I didn't think it would be very good for my phone if I exposed it for all that time. So I'm recording this before I go out. Yesterday evening, or yesterday quite late, as I was lying in bed, I'd been asleep and I woke up again. I could hear it really pouring with rain, and it's been raining off and on ever since. But last night when I heard it, I had this sudden pang of protectiveness. I bought some seedlings the other day from someone who has a little tiny market garden in the next street, and I hadn't planted them out, and I brought them into the house, and I suddenly thought that they would be very, very dry, and I hadn't watered them. I don't know quite why this happens. I was looking after a friend's seedlings a few weeks ago, and I had no problem watering them, wanting them to be alive for when I gave them back. But somehow with my own, I'm not nearly as nurturing. So I rushed outside in my pyjamas and into the rain with these pots and put them outside, and they're looking really happy today, and I am feeling still very tired but really enjoying this sudden cooler wet spell, and I'm really looking forward to walking into town. I was almost tempted to go up Knocklofty today, but I decided that I probably couldn't do a Knocklofty walk and walk into town. And the second was necessary, and the former was pure pleasure. So if it's a bit like this tomorrow and I'm not too exhausted, I think I'm going to go up the hill. What I have been doing today, though, is listening to some free thinking on BBC Radio. I haven't been listening to it for a little while, so there's some lovely catch-up programs, and the one I particularly have loved today was one with Matthew Sweet. I really like almost anything that he does, but today he was also choosing a topic close to my heart, which was archives, and it was, he was going into the archives at Kew, the big British National Archives, which is full of the most astonishing documents. He was there, but he was also going to different locations in London and looking at what the archives can tell us and what is sort of beyond the archives and how we interpret them. And I could feel a thrill as I was listening to them. I love archives. I love the way you can turn up things that make connections that maybe nobody has made before, the way documents can fire the imagination, and then how physical sites can add a groundedness to that. So you've kind of got the imagination and the geography or physical location or object, and the written documentation. So I've really enjoyed that, and I shall post a link to it, because I think even if you're not a complete archive nut like me, it is quite an inspiring program. So although I've been resting today, I have also been feeling this tickle of enthusiasm. So I think I can't be quite as tired today as I was yesterday. And I'm really looking after myself these days. We've got a big ringing festival this weekend that starts on Friday, so I've got today and tomorrow to be really gentle, and part of Friday, but then I'm going to be a bit on call. So this afternoon I'm going to be going round to various places that are close to the cathedral so I can warn them about the ringing, and try and stave off people being shocked or complaining or whatever. Usually, I mean, a lot of people really appreciate it, but if we try and ring when it doesn't clash with other activities, like not during business hours and so on. But I do need to do this kind of housekeeping stuff first. So that's why I'm heading into town and through this lovely rain. And if it's not actually raining, I might even do another podcast. But I will send this one off for today. But I might do another podcast ahead of time for Saturday, just in case I'm too either exhausted or caught up in the activities of the Ringing Fest. That's a maybe. Anyway, I shall keep it in mind. I do hope that you've had a good day. If you've been resting, that you can find different nuggets. And I hope this nugget that I'm sending an attachment to might give you a nugget if you need some downtime. And I hope you're engaged with whatever project you're doing, or that you're being very, very, very gentle with yourself. But I also hope that you have at least a little tickle of enthusiasm. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.